Well, greetings, everyone. What a joy to stand here today after the past year or 2 years and to be able to look out at you and smile. And I know you're smiling back, and it's great to know that. And it's great to hear the voices and the singing today, because we are called here today by the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We were moved by God's Spirit to be here. We were given God's Spirit when we were baptized to move us, to teach us, to inspire us to be here on the Sabbath day. We're here to experience a diversity of gifts. There are differences of administrations in the Spirit. But we have Jesus Christ, the administrator of his church, of what's taking place on earth. We're giving knowledge of how things operate. Everything that we receive from the Spirit comes from one God, the Father and Jesus Christ. There's one truth. There's one Spirit. That Spirit is truth. That Spirit is also law. You will receive the word of wisdom today. Others will receive knowledge. But that will come from the same God today. The Spirit of God, the same forever and before, will add faith to everyone. You've been brought here for the Sabbath. And you might say that's by your faith that you're here today. But it's the faith of the Spirit that makes you comforted to be here today. You will be comforted by what you hear because it has been tailored for your mind. It will strike you today in a way that it will strike nobody else. But yet, it will strike us all the same because it is the Spirit of God. Now, there's another gift, a gift that seems to be missing today, but I think it's a gift that we'll see return because it's prophesied to return. And that's the gift of healing that comes from the Spirit. There will be languages that people will know, be able to speak. But we don't think those things are happening today. All these gifts of the Spirit promised to you upon your obedience to the law, your love of the law. Miracles, another gift. Again, why aren't they happening today? Are we too busy? Are we too busy to search inside? Are we too busy to look to our inward parts? Because the Holy Spirit's looking at our inward parts. The Holy Spirit knows everything that's taking place in our inward parts. And that really means inward parts. God is measuring us with his Spirit. He says, here's my Spirit. And here we are on the Sabbath day in the very presence of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Their presence is in this day. The excitement that they bring. You are before the great God. And this great God wants you to know all the mysteries. Brethren, what does he prepare you for? But before you can ask that question, you may need to ask yourself, just what is the Holy Spirit? How does it work? What is it like? When the church was being reestablished, you have to look and see what was happening in the world at that time. just like we have to look and see what's happening in the world right now. Mr. Armstrong said that the world is a reflection of God's church. What does that shake us to? Satan wants the fruits of the Spirit taken right out of your mind. He doesn't want to think any of those things are possible. Healing, miracles, the gift of prophecy, to discern the spirits. You are here today to discern the spirits. What's the message that you have? What's the message that God has for you? Satan wants to steal that all away. You cannot understand another language, says Satan. You can't have your own imagination that comes from the Bible, that comes from God, that he provides through his Spirit. They have set the boundaries, my friends. They have set the boundaries. God and the Word set the boundaries with their Spirit and gave it to you. You hear the Spirit described as electricity, like the wind, like a flame, like water. God can make the seas reach up and clap and slap a gnat out of the air and send it into the abyss. It's a simple thing for God to do. That's the power that God offers you. No, you're not going to be slapping up the seas. Not today. So how do we explain? How does God explain what his Spirit is? When Satan is trying to destroy it, he wants you to stay away from these things. He doesn't want you to know you can be in the Spirit. Paul said, I was in the Spirit. All of his books that he wrote, canonized by Jesus Christ, says right there. What was the most important thing was to be in the Spirit. So how does God operate with the Spirit? God wants you to know that. God wants you to seek those answers, the inward answers. God has all of the answers of everything that's taking place. In the book of Job, and we don't have time to go through all these scriptures. You are called by God to prove what I say to you, to prove what's going to be said later, to prove it, not out of spite, not out of malice, out of joy. How many people on earth? 6 or 7 billion people? And how many are here today with God's Spirit in the presence of the Father and the Son? I think we're going to find out that that's a really big thing. Mr. Jones was talking last week about the fulfillment of prophecy. And what that might mean for you and me today. What it most likely means right now, with the excitement of the return of Jesus Christ. You are the body of Christ. In Psalm 51:6, behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part, you shall make me to know wisdom. The author is speaking to God. You want truth of the inward parts. You have it. And now I need your wisdom. So how do you come closer to the Spirit? Been a lot of time spent on deciding and studying and measuring, discerning, not judging, discerning. Jesus Christ is our judge. But let's take a little more look here about the Spirit. The Bible shows the Spirit as the wind in John 3. Jesus is talking to Nicodemus. The simplest of things. You understand that. When that's explained to you, you know what he's saying. But this mighty king didn't understand what Jesus was saying to him. We also hear about in Genesis 1:2. There cannot be a sermon or sermonette without Genesis being brought into conversation. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. God's Spirit doesn't sit still. If you stand there in your thought and think the Spirit's coming for you, we're in trouble. It's always moving. Your mind needs to move towards God. You know how that starts. The Passover has been here and gone this year. Let's remember. So what Satan has done with movies and media to make all these heroes, superheroes out there today, so you begin to think about what can happen. And you know what's going to happen. Satan is right there. Do not think that. Do not think that. You're going too far to science fiction. That's what Satan does. Folks, that's between you and God. The Spirit is going to show you the truth. You are not going to be deceived by the Spirit. The Spirit helps you discern truth. Use that. When you pray to God, say, I need to know what the truth is. Very interesting point that was made is that the Spirit ascends as a dove, but as fire. I was reading through articles from the church there can't just be a flame. That means gas had to be in the air to burn. The Spirit can take the form of gas. As long as it's in the whatever God has control of, it's all exercised through his power. This electricity, this movement, I don't know how to explain that without moving. To show there's something moving. The Spirit knows everything. Core of the earth through. Those are some of my imaginations, brethren. They're my imaginations as what I have had. That please prove. Tell me if I'm in error so we can work together, because that's what happens with the Spirit of God. When you come together on the Sabbath, you can flush out falsehoods. God will do that for you. So when we live in the flesh, now just think, we're flesh. And there's spirit. We have a spirit in us. But when we're thinking through the flesh, it's putrid. It's perverted. It comes through all these years of sin that has been compiled, all these distractions. Mr. Armstrong said that there's not as much healing today because our minds are distracted. We don't put enough time into being with God. We don't put enough time in the sand. I love this. I love being in God's spirit. I don't want to go back. But Jesus Christ says, you got to go back. You got to do what I did. I did this. I'm communicating to the Father. We're going back and forth. He's seeing what's in your thoughts. Some incredible things are happening. And God just wants to share it with you. He wants you to be comforted by all this. Well, I think I have a little bit of time here to go ahead and read from the scriptures. But I would implore you to go to the Psalms and read what David says about take not your spirit. Now, sometimes I think that we kind of look at that and say, well, I don't want God to take his spirit away, which is kind of the same thing we're going to get to, but I don't want God to take my spirit away and walk away the rest of my life without God's spirit. I don't want to fall away. Well, I think what David's saying as well as that is he's saying, don't ever take your spirit away from me. Never take your spirit. I was just praying. I was just with you. I was meditating all that day. I was in the spirit. My mind broke me off. That's what David says. Never take it. Let me be in it all the time. Jesus Christ was in it all the time. That's what they want for us. That's the price, brethren. That's the price. So here. This is John 14, I believe. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so, that the Spirit of God dwell in you. And I do have my pages mixed up here. Here we go. John 14:16. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Jesus said, I got to go. This one-on-one is not going to happen much longer, but I'm going to replace it with all the knowledge of the Father and me, and you will be comforted. Verse 18, I will not leave you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Verse 19. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But you see me, because I live. You shall also live. At that day you shall know I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. And down to verse 25. Brethren, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives it, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, never, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it has come to pass, you might believe. Verse 30. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes and has nothing in me. But the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. arise, let us go hence. Put on the whole armor of God.